This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have the dumbest fan base in America. Oh, we're back? My bad.
What a way to start off hour number two. Why don't you tell them how you really feel?
Nah, I told them I love them. They're just...
Yeah. Yeah, you can... You can tell them that you love them, but they're dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I was told back in the day...
I mean, some might say this is a dumb song, but it's one of the most popular songs of all time.
Well, there's a new version of Roxanne. It's Roxanne, Roxanne. All she wanted to do is party all night long. Roxanne. But no, I was told when I was young, it's better to be dumb than stupid. See, dumb is when you don't know no better, right? Stupid is when you know better and do it anyways. That's the difference. Mm. Shout out my Uncle Steven. He told me that's the difference between dumb and stupid.
Mm. Interesting.
That's real.
So wait, stupid is when you know it's wrong and yet you still
do it anyway. Dumb is when you just don't know no better.
If you know robbing a bank is wrong.
Exactly.
But you still can't help yourself because you think you're going to get away with it. That's stupid.
That makes you stupid.
But dumb is just not knowing, not being aware.
Correct.
Not knowing that it's not the...
I've said some dumb things on there, but I didn't know.
Really? 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 No kidding. No kidding. How about that?
I'm not kidding, Chris. I'm just a big idiot. Well, idiot's a whole nother. That's a whole nother, you know.
It's another layer to the cake. Yeah. All right, 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. So here's the bottom line in case you're just joining us. Neither one of us think Cliff Kingsbury is the number one problem, and we all think that you are absolute. I'll say this. Linnell thinks you're dumb. I think you're terribly misguided, as usual, if you think the number one reason, the primary reason for the offense's struggles is Cliff Kingsbury, because you guys were all blaming him. You guys were all hailing him as like some conquering hero 3 weeks ago, and all of a sudden he fell off the stupid tree because the offense is struggling a little bit instead of actually looking at the real reasons why, and we've chronicled some of the real reasons why, but we'll go get back to the phones and give you guys a chance to clarify. Those of you that feel Cliff Kingsbury is the number one problem, please have at it, say it, but defend your point and advocate for your point. Let's get to, let's see here, Nate in Upper Marlboro to start off hour number two. Nate, happy Thanksgiving. How are you, pal?
Nate!
What's going on, fellas?
Happy Thanksgiving. Nate? Yeah,
happy
thank
Thanksgiving.
You.
Nate is not a part of the Burgundy and Gold Internet Cheer Squad. He's not a part of that.
He's got the surgically detached pom-poms.
Yeah.
You know, I keep it real. That's all, man.
There you go.
And on this, I got to be honest, everybody's to blame.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. To me, it was a team loss. And when Linnell, hey, you make a good point about Jaden Daniels being Superman. But I think that not only him, but him, Cliffsbury.
I like Cliffsbury. Yeah. Actually. That's a good merger.
He's very efficient. Yeah. Unlike the offense, that's very efficient.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kingsbury, Jaden, and Joe Walt.
We
Joe
haven't got Witt. To the defense.
Yeah, we haven't talked.
But listen,
we all understand, Nate, those of us that are responsible, we all understand that it's a combination of things.
Right.
But if I asked you,
if
I asked you, Nate, in Upper Marlboro, just like I'm sitting in a bar next to you, we're having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the number one problem right now on offense? Is it Cliff Kingsbury more than Jaden Daniels, more than the receivers, more than the lack of talent, more than health, more than the interior offensive line? I mean, there's a lot of on that buffet that you can choose from.
Yeah, it's a lot you can choose from, but I'm going to say all of them. But if you ask me specifically like about offense, I'm going to have to say the problem to me is still a team thing, because it's Cliff and Jaden both have to be Superman. Jaden has to be Superman on the field, and Cliff has to be Superman with his play calling because of the way the team is structured. If you understand what I'm saying, we really only have one dynamite playmaker on offense,
and he's a firecracker at best. Like,
and that's Terry, right?
Yes.
So every team knows that. So everywhere else is pretty much average or below average, and that puts a lot of stress on your play calling, because every drive is probably a 10 to 12 play calling drive, versus when you got explosive players.
Thank you, Nate.
That when you call a play, they could take it 20 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Another player take it 30 yards. You don't have to go deep into your playbook. So you basically have to be Superman at play calling.
You mean they didn't draw up that 86 yard touchdown?
No, yeah, they threw it up, but that's my thing. Like,
no, I'm saying it was an explosive play with an explosive athlete taking a throw that
players
ran away untouched. My point is, you can't draw that up, right? You just have to have that, or
Cliff,
you don't have to have, or you don't have.
Cliff says it every week. Players, not plays.
You do draw it up, but the player executes it. So
right, but you don't draw it. My point is you don't draw up the 86-yard component of it. You draw up the route, you draw up the concept, but you don't draw up, oh, I'm going to get 86 on this play. You have to have that.
That game-breaking ability, that big play ability
that they displayed on that one particular play. Now, you need
that's
to translate that a little
like
bit
that.
More throughout the game. Sure, exactly. And that's part of the problem.
Exactly, that's why. Like, if you take Bo Nix and put Bo Nix with our team in the defense, he wouldn't have the success he's having right now. You know? He wouldn't have.
What is that?
I think he would.
The Denver defense gives him the ball so many more times.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
That's fair. He's asked to do less.
Is your point. Appreciate you, Nate. As always, happy Thanksgiving, pal. Let's move along to some others. Let's get
Nate, you got to teach us how to tap dance the way he tap danced around that answer. That was impressive.
Let's get Lap in here. What up, Lap? Happy Thanksgiving.
Lap. Hey, what's up, Rooster? What's up, Lanell? Happy Thanksgiving to y'all, man. Hope y'all have a good one, man.
Thank you.
Hey,
you too.
Yeah, it's. I agree with the other caller, man. It's the blame on all of them, man. But you got to understand, man. And I really think Jalen needs to talk to RG3, man, just to see how
we don't need him to talk to RG3.
I think so, because it's a lot of pressure, man. And he has to know the history of this team, what we've been through.
Marcus,
we could have made the playoffs 2 years ago. Huh?
So that's what Marcus Mariota's there for.
Yeah.
He's the failed former
being a franchise quarterback, and you know what I'm saying, and a brother, you got to understand it's different for black quarterbacks in the league. So he needs to talk to him or Doug Williams, or Michael, he does talk to Doug Williams
all the time. Trust me, he does talk to
Doug Williams.
Well,
that's good. That's good, but it is different. So
I don't need him at all to talk to RG3.
I think it could be insightful, but you know, that's okay. It's all good.
All right. So, back to Kingsbury. Yeah. Is he mostly to blame, or is he just part of the reason?
I'm gonna say part of the reason, because with North Turner's son and Eric Bieniemy, this offensive coordinator is designed the playbook around Jalen. That's the difference between the previous offensive coordinators. You know, Jalen has to have the mindset that if something is not working, or he's not seeing something, or he needs to get it all quicker, or get to, like, he needs to scan the field kind of like he was doing early in the season. Yeah. And the offense has to put up points, man, because we can't depend on the defense for three quarters, man, and then blame the defense of what they're not doing, but right. We're getting stops.
It's all a team symbiotic puzzle and solution, you know, to winning games. You do not win. See, this is what I took umbrage with when everybody was hailing Jaden Daniels as a conquering hero and as the king. And basically operating like he was the only reason why they're winning. No, they were winning games because of everybody was contributing at a higher level. Not everybody was perfect. Not everything was great. But everybody was contributing at a higher level. Appreciate the phone call. By the way, just for the record, it's, say it with me, boys and girls, Jaden.
Jaden. Well, Lap's been calling him Jalen all year. Lap just doesn't give a damn.
But the kid's name is Jaden.
I know, but Lap. But this is the thing. I'm consistent, right? He was Jalen when he was Superman. I don't want him to be Jaden all of a sudden. Lap.
I just want it to be correct. Lap is consistent. I want us as much as we possibly can to call him by the right name.
Here's the other thing that like
befuddles you.
They're really close offensively. Like, they're really close.
So you realize that, like, there are a lot of people that thought Jaden Daniels, I think PFF ranked him as the number two quarterback.
Yeah, that means PFF showed their ass this week, because PFF doesn't know diddly squat.
Well, see, this is what I'm trying. This is what I'm trying. And I heard somebody on the way in, and I can't remember who it was.
PFF.
That thought Jaden played great. And he played great in the last 5 minutes, and on one drive in the third quarter to start the third quarter. Outside of that, he played terrible.
Can I say this though?
I mean, as a runner, yes, but as a thrower, as a decision maker, as an accurate, and again, yes, he was under pressure. Yes, it was quick. Yes, I understand all of it. Yes, I understand some of his receivers have stone hands. Yes, I understand Noah Brown shouldn't be out targeting Terry McLaurin by 10 over the last 4 weeks. I got it all.
Well,
that Jaden Daniels would play great on Sunday, I'm sorry, I'm watching a different game.
I know. I'm telling you what's gotten people all in y'all going to think I have a gripe with old buddy. I don't. He just put out the dumbest film breakdown I've ever seen. That Dan Orlovsky piece has poisoned you all. It has. It has literally poisoned you all.
People pay too much attention to that crap. I see Grant running around tweeting about
but,
it.
But Chris,
like,
if we're being
like,
real.
Like what Jason Garrett says on Sunday Night Football is gospel. Stop.
He don't even
Make
have
up
a
your
damn
own
job.
Analysis.
He didn't even have
Make
a job.
Make up your own opinion. You were at the game.
Exactly.
I mean, everybody knows what's missing from this offense is, besides health,
efficiency.
Efficiency, but also the ability to make explosive plays to make life easier. They were able to make explosive plays earlier in the year. They made one late on Sunday. And, what a difference. If they would have hit the bomb along the Commander's sideline out of the timeout after the turnover late in the first quarter, which is in the exact scenario that this show promised. It's almost like I'm in the offensive meetings. Every week, every Friday, I come up with exactly what they're going to do that nobody else is talking about. And they did it. If he hits that, it's a completely different narrative.
But that's why it's not just cliche when folks say football is a game inches, man. It is.
Yeah.
The Zach Ertz play, like, that was the right decision. I think Jay came on and defended that against, or maybe it was on this program, on the Big Stick,
can't
whatever.
Remember.
The Jaden thing to me, though, is like, I just go back to, you're not allowed to say anything bad about him. But during the break, I'm going to show you one playoff of Dan Orlovsky's stupid breakdown. That literally, I stopped watching it when he showed it.
What happened to you and Orlovsky? You guys used to be Doubleman twins. You guys used to love each other.
When he makes sense, he makes sense. When
you guys
he
used to go.
When he doesn't make sense, though, when he doesn't make sense, I'm gonna tell. He's on film trying to say that Jaden should go. It's a cover two shell, or yeah. Excuse me, it's cover one, and the safety is clear as hell shaded to Terry's side.
Mm-hmm.
And he says Terry's one on one. You got to give him the opportunity. He goes to the right place because Noah's one on one with no safety. That's where the ball should go.
Right.
He wants him to look Terry's way every play first.
Well, there's a lot of people.
I think they tried to get shots to Terry.
I think fans and media, because we've had a couple of them call in, right?
It's annoying. Just fans. And I hate that the media wants to get in on the Terry.
That feel like you in a tight window, Terry is really good at contested catches. You got to give him more opportunities to make more contested catches, even if it's not the right read. And that's kind of like where we're at, right? Is there some people that feel like you have to give Terry more chances to catch the contested balls because that's where he's good at. Damned if Noah Brown's open or Zach Ertz is open. You know why? Because Zach Ertz might catch it and fall down. People don't like that. And Noah Brown, even though he draws a defensive pass interference penalty per game, and even though he's made some big-ass plays for this team, they feel he's got stone hands.
That's real.
So they're like, give it to Terry, give it to Terry, give it to Terry, give it to Terry. Whether there's a safety shading over the top, whether there's two, you know, whether they're playing too deep, whatever they're doing, bracket coverage, what have you, give Terry a chance. And sometimes I feel that way too.
It's about picking your spots. And I think you have to be strategic with that. Doing it early in the down to me is not it. Terry is somebody I will go to on third down and I got to have it down. I can't waste the target.
You mean in a tight window spot
right.
like that?
I can't waste the target on Terry in a tight window situation on second or on first down where I got to get ahead of the sticks.
Yeah, I didn't mind that play call because, of course, that's what I advocated for. Yeah. So I'm not going to kill them for the play call that we're talking about end of the first quarter. What I would say is to your point, right, when you got to have it on third down.
Yeah, that's what I'd look for.
You know, whether it's by design, emphasis, or read, or processing. And some of it, again, is on Jaden. Remember, guys, we don't know what the play call is, what the concept is, what the read structure is. Maybe Jaden is seeing something in the coverage that tells him, I got to go away from Terry. I got to go to Zach Ertz. I got to go to Noah Brown. I got to go to Luke McCaffrey, which he doesn't go to enough. But I'm just saying, maybe that's what it is. Don't know. So to blame the offensive court just for as simple as, well, he doesn't have enough targets. Yes, I know that's frustrating, but that's not always Cliff Kingsbury.
Doesn't make
that's not
Jaden
always
throw
the offensive coordinator.
And if you go back and look, and I was listening to Logan Paulson with John Keim, and it kind of refreshed me because I don't know, Logan said it in a way that made me think about it differently.
Well, let's start with Logan's really smart.
He's a genius. Probably, for my money, I'll be honest with you all. Yeah. He's the guy whose opinion I value the most on this team.
Yeah.
If I'm being
Logan's going to be a head coach in the NFL if he wants to.
Yeah. But like that's no shade or slight to anybody. It's just his word to me is the most insightful. And it's the most accurate a lot of the time. It's not as if they're not drawing up plays for Terry. And that's where you all get misconstrued. Hey, guess what? They can have a shot play dialed up to Terry, and then Nick Allegretti gets beat like an African Congo drum on the inside. And you can Jaden's flushed and can't throw the ball to him. That's not
an African.
I mean, it's just real. It's not as if they're not making a concerted effort to get Terry the ball.
But let me give you a better example. Terry could be number one on a route progression, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on a read. But if pre-snap, again, they're rotating down a safety or they're doing something different than the play was
long.
He's not going to right. He's going to look off of it quickly, or he's going to see pre-snap or at the snap.
Yes.
I can't go there. I shouldn't go there. Somebody else should be open. And that's what leads you again to Stonehands Noah Brown or to Zach Ertz, Mr. Catch and Fall. Right. So that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
That's part of the
not
problem.
Cliff.
All right. 301-230-0980. We see you. I can get to Telly and AP next on the other side. We've got to take a time.
Hold on. Can you turn the call? We're going to find out which Telly that is during the break. Because I'm telling you, the real Telly is the only Telly I acknowledge, man.
I didn't know there were two Tellys.
There was an original and then there's an imposter.
Ooh.
And if the imposter's on the line, he's going to hang up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's only one Telly I acknowledge.
Well, we'll find
my
out.
My tribal Telly.
We'll find out next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. You guys should know what I deal with during the commercial breaks. You'd feel bad for me. You'd feel bad for me. My guy is on fire. My guy is so passionate, so upset about Dopey Dan. Not Dan Snyder. No. Dopey Dan Orlovsky.
It's no offense to Dan. I don't even know what to say, bro. Like, he obviously knows more football than me as a former NFL quarterback.
Yes, this is correct.
But if we go, I can explain this to a 10-year-old why he's, like, it's wrong. It's irresponsible on ESPN as a network.
I think you confuse with ESPN as being smart. Just like people think the NFL is smart, the NFL is as dumb as a box of rocks. I think you think like ESPN is supposed to be smart.
In reality,
that's why they pay Dan Orlovsky $2 million a year to make them look smart, because a lot of people don't know any better, so they just believe hook, line, and sinker. Like
he's done a really good job.
Like,
he's got light blue eyes, and he's done a good job explaining himself, and he talks with voice inflection.
Yeah, and he's sexy, and he's handsome.
And he doesn't put seasoning on his food and all those weird
things. Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have the moment that I have with you.
I would say get over it.
I'm going to get over
like,
it.
I would say like...
I just don't like how it's coloring the thought process of the fans.
But you have an opportunity to control that, right? It might be a limited opportunity, and it might not be as loud of a platform as Dan Orlovsky, but you have the opportunity to control that. So here's what you... Like, you can continuously say that narrative is wrong, in my opinion. Here's why it's wrong, and here's what they should do, and here's why. And you know, you can do this. You can do it on DC News Now. You can do it here. You can do it on your own shows. You can do it whenever. You can do it in your sleep. Don't worry about, I guess, people getting overly like. I tell you that, and yet it aggravates me when I hear people going, oh, Cliff Kingsbury is solely to blame or exclusively to blame.
It's not just about him. I didn't even get to the Cliff Kingsbury part of the video. If Dan Orlovsky's job on NFL Live during these film breakdowns is to educate the common fan, by watching this breakdown, you're like untraining your mind if you know football properly. How the hell are you going to tell a quarterback when a safety clearly opens up his hips and starts to turn in shade towards one-on-one coverage on the side that he should still go there with the football? Then if he threw it there, what is the narrative? Oh, he's forcing the ball to Terry McLaurin. Like, it bothers
me
because...
Unless he thinks that the safety is not going to get there. Right, unless he's saying that it's still a one-on-one shot. If you get it out there before the safety can rotate.
By the time that Jaden is at the third step in his drop, the safety has already opened up his hips and turned towards the side.
Right, but that's not even close. But that doesn't mean he can absolutely get there. So that's got to be
Chris.
I know, but that's got to be what
he would have
Orlovsky
to have. He would have to have the greasiest hips in America.
Now we should keep in mind Dan Orlovsky pretty much sucked as an NFL quarterback.
Well,
right?
The other part
I mean, you know, like
to.
so like
we're listening
you know, every,
to a loser.
Everybody that
Scrap
just gets
all the time.
You know, like people can think whatever they want about Jay Gruden, right? They can think whatever they want about Jay Gruden. I'll listen to Jay Gruden and what he says. Now, I don't always agree, but I will listen to everything that Jay Gruden processes and says on this radio show, on any other radio show,
I'm
and what he puts
Jay
up
Gruden
on Twitter
right now.
Okay,
I'm adding Jay Gruden on this film breakdown, and I'm going to ask. Why is Dan suggesting that Jaden throws the ball to a side of the field where the safety clearly is cheated
over
to?
Let's do it. All right, let's get to maybe it's the real telly. I don't know. We'll see.
We're going to find out right away which telly it is.
What up, telly?
Hell to the Redskins.
Oh, it's the fake telly. It's the fake telly?
This
is the imposter.
See, I thought this was the only telly.
No. This is the imposter.
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Why is Linnell calling you an imposter?
Because Linnell, he like to be part of the bandwagon. You know what I mean? He like to be on the bandwagon.
Oh, okay.
At least
my head's
before.
Not so far up my ass, and I'm still calling the team the Redskins.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I'm giving respect to the Redskins because I remember them days, and I would never let people forget them days. Yeah. So, your head is up your ass. You it may not be as far, but it is up your ass.
You don't mess with me.
you got to talk into your microphone. Wait a second, we have a problem. Go ahead, Telly.
Ask B. Mitch.
Oh boy.
When I came up into the studio,
hey Telly,
I came up in the studio. Jeff met me.
See, that's what you got wrong.
If you want to he mismet me a couple times. Wait a second.
We got too much going on here. We got too many people trying to do too many things at one time.
Drop him because you see what he tried to do to me. You see? That was you cutting my mic off?
Yeah. That was a Matt production. All right, Telly, why do you hate Leno?
I appreciate you, Matt.
Telly, just answer, why do you hate Leno?
We're just messing with each other.
But tell me why you hate Leno.
I don't have no hate.
Okay. Why don't you like Leno?
He does like me. He calls my shows all the time. That's my man.
Well, then why would you call him the fraud, Telly?
Because I know the real Telly.
I gave Big L his name, man.
Okay, but who is this real Telly? You're the real Telly in my eyes. You're the only Telly that I know.
You already know.
Yeah.
You already know. Exactly. I've been calling over here since the Thompson Show.
Yeah.
So you already know.
Right. You're my guy.
You know what I mean?
Chris Hussle.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah.
Now, going to the game, man, and like you stated before, and I gave all props to Kingsbury, you know what I'm saying, during that run. Because they were separating themselves and creating an identity of being a tough team. Now all of a sudden, he's switching up and he's being more finesse. Every game that we have lost, he abandoned the running game. That one drive that we did have, and I ain't talking about the last one towards the end. I'm talking about that one drive that we had. They went to the running game and they was marching downfield and they scored a touchdown.
Right, right.
Everybody benefits off of the running game.
Yes.
And just like everybody is here and everybody is bashing the receivers and everybody else. And even it covers up a whole lot of faults that this team may have, even the inaccuracy of Jaden Daniels at times. So you go back to the running game and you make it simple on your quarterback.
Well sure, that all makes sense, Tal, and I appreciate you as always. That all makes sense, but like, here's the problem. When you lose your running back on the first play of the game, it makes it hard to keep going. Like, everybody that says, well, Jeremy McNichols is the same as Brian Robinson. No, he's not.
No, they're not.
I mean, Jeremy McNichols is a good role player. He's not Brian Robinson.
It's like saying Alfred Morris.
I can tell you this. Brian Robinson is going to play this Sunday, and he's going to get hurt in the first quarter, and everybody's going to go, oh, Cliff Kingsbury's an idiot, a village idiot for only running the ball 20 times. No, it doesn't exactly work that way. Like, if you don't have Austin Eckler, and if Brian Robinson gets hurt early in the first quarter, like he seemingly has kind of done a couple of times, it's hard to then run the ball 30-plus times a game.
First of all, You walk back your statement. I'll walk it back for you because I know you didn't mean it. He's not going to get hurt Sunday. We can't say that.
Well, we can't say that. I mean, he's been hurt several times in several games.
As your esteemed co-host says on Social Security Tuesdays, mm-hmm. the running back's made of glass, and when the glass breaks, the offense breaks.
Mm-hmm.
But I continue to feel like, to me, what I said a moment ago is more important than even B-Rob getting back on track. They need Jaden's legs to be a part of this. They cannot win.
Well, they got Jaden's legs back on Sunday.
Well, Jaden kind of made his legs come back.
Yes.
The first third and 12, he checks into that speed option.
Yeah, and sometimes he made too much of it, like the one sack that I was telling you about.
Well, here's the other thing, too. I think there's...
I'm going to put up video of exactly what I'm talking about here.
Y'all got to realize, man, I think... And we called this out earlier in the year about him... not making the right read all the time on these zone reads.
Mm-hmm.
We saw him make the right read a couple of times on Sunday, and instead of giving himself up the way we've seen in weeks prior, he beat Micah Parsons to the edge several times because he's healthy.
Yeah.
If he's healthy, he's got to get at least 8 runs a game.
Yes, okay, fine.
And if they're not going to allow him to scramble, I need 6 designed runs.
Okay. I mean, listen, I'm with you. You were right. I still don't want it 16 times, but I can live with, I don't know, 8 times, 7 times, whatever it is, whatever it might be. All right, we got to do a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, once again, we're brought to you by the Maryland Vehicle Theft Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.com. Lattimore.org. Well, indeed, there was a Marshawn Lattimore sighting on the practice field today. We don't know exactly how much he practiced. We'll wait for the official injury report. That'll be due around 4 o'clock, roughly. So we will keep you up to date as best we can when we get it. But, indeed, Marshawn Lattimore, a little video, him working one-on-one with Benjamin St. Juice on the side practice field. But, again, progress being made for the Commanders as they hope to get him back in the lineup for the first time since the trade a couple of weeks ago. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to host the Las Vegas Raiders on Friday afternoon at Arrowhead. And Aiden O'Connell is officially going to start for the Raiders against the Chiefs, according to head coach Antonio Pierce. Meanwhile, the Capitals are back in action tonight, and they are back in action in Tampa. Second leg of the Mentors trip after a win against the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. They will take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Face-off 7:30, pregame coverage 7:15, 106.7 The Fan for all of that coverage. Meanwhile, here on the Team 980, no Craig Hoffman today. We'll have Bucknell at Terps Hoops, starting at 4 o'clock, tip right around 4:30, and then we'll join the Clippers and Wizards in progress at Capital One Arena right after that. You can hear the very start of that broadcast over on Bloomberg 91.1, but we'll join it in progress right after Terps Basketball wraps up, and that's what's trending. A little angel in a centerfold, baby. Did I call Ben Conti at Fat Poet 10 stupid? He says, well, the YIC gave me some love. Then Chris called me stupid. Great start, maybe. I don't recall calling Ben Conti.
You haven't noticed what Ben Conti does. Wednesdays, he's on my side. Yeah. Thursdays, he's on your side.
He tries to bait. Yeah, he tries to, like,
you know. He does the show just how you teach him to.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe there's a secret to the science. He tries to instigate, basically, is what you're trying to say. Birdie says, did WrestleMania 621 just really say Sears? Next, he will talk about Montgomery Ward's or two guys.
Can we?
Mo is appreciative that we both represent nationally. You'll be on the all new Infinity Sports Radio Network on Saturday from noon to five on the Odyssey app and Sirius XM and all that. I will be on Friday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. So that's good. Appreciate you, Mo. And as well, Justin in Richmond said, first I was like,
yeah, him and this linoleum crap.
He's like, no, he's taking calls and not even listening. Then dude says, JD needs to talk to RG3, and I, meaning me, brought sanity back. So maybe linoleum, new dude, wasn't worth listening to. I started calling you linoleum last week. I actually thought it was a pretty funny bit that he did. I'm sure you didn't find it as funny
I'm
as
sure
I did.
You just think it's hilarious, huh? And Ben Conti, Chris wasn't calling you stupid. I made a joke about the intelligence of the fan base.
Oh, that's where he got that from.
Stupid is the wrong word. Y'all just, as Chris said, y'all biased as hell. Y'all see what y'all want to see. Y'all are like mamas.
Well, here's the other thing. They read stuff that these number knuckleheads put out, and they just believe it hook, line, and sinker.
You love
They just
analytics.
Believe it hook, line, and sinker. I like analytics.
They're not, they don't mean diddly squat without context.
But people don't understand that. That's the problem. So people just see, like, Cliff Kingsbury's got a bad history record-wise as a head coach, offensive coordinator, play caller in the second half of seasons, and there's literally no context. None at all.
Yeah.
They don't know, but yet that becomes a huge narrative because a bunch of fantasy nincompoops put up all these numbers and they get mad.
Here's the thing, and I know we gotta finish the calls and move on. We have an hour and 18 minutes left.
I got things I gotta get to.
I didn't put it in the rundown. The defense makes me sick. I think I may be. We're so upset about the offense. Y'all are acting like the defense is playing much better.
Well, I asked the defense being a problem on Sunday, and 5% of the people thought out of like 545 people.
Well, the offense can't sustain drives.
Thought it was the defense that was most responsible.
Do you all realize that Dallas would have scored an opening drive touchdown if Jalen Tolbert can catch?
Didn't drop the one over
the middle
on third
down. And then Mike Davis gets up and does his stupid celebration.
Right.
His sorry ass.
Right.
Jalen Tolbert's wide open.
Right.
And he pass interfered with him and held the back of his jersey.
Right. Well, And here's the other thing. I mean, listen, I've defended the defense lot of the year. They were not good on Sunday. Johnny Newton
should be damn embarrassed.
Yeah.
You're going up against a rookie that didn't play center in college a lick.
Yeah. And two backup guards. Yeah.
And you couldn't even get your name called.
They got one sack and it was late in the game.
Couldn't even get your damn name called.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be real, man, because we've done a lot of Johnny Newton love on this show. Johnny Newton can't get off double teams. Johnny Newton doesn't play the run very well. He's a pass rusher at this point, and he's not even an impactful pass rusher. Right, the front seven, can't stop. Dallas couldn't run the ball to save their life, Chris, and they came Rico in here Dowdell and did it kind against of shredded us. Them,
yeah. And you've been on that all year.
It's tiring.
I don't know why that's still as big of an issue. The only thing that I can say is, you know, and I do think there is something to this, right? Dan and Joe Witt do preach, I think, aggression and getting to the quarterback, like a lot of defensive coordinators and staffs do, right? And Ron came in here and preached stopping the run on the way to the quarterback.
And guess who played the run better? Ron Rivera's defense.
Yes, but I would tell you it was spotty at times too.
Yes,
what I'm getting at is when that's your mentality, right? Which does make sense, because how do you affect an offense is by harassing the quarterback and getting into the backfield. But sometimes the counter to that, sometimes smart teams, good teams, whatever, are going to counterbalance you, and they're going to counterattack you, and then they're going to turn Rico Dowdell, or back in 2020, Alfred Morris and Wayne Gallman, who just ran all over the Burgundy and Gold's ass
in a game you needed.
Exactly. So sometimes they're going to turn that around. And that's part of the problem, too. Here's the thing. You can live with it when you're getting 3, 4, 5 sacks. They got one sack.
But, Chris, the whole thing is, right, and why I don't – the per carry average does not tell the story, because I think it was only 3.3 yards a pop on Sunday, right? If you go back and look. I'm gonna go check real quick. But all of their pass stuff came off of play action because they couldn't stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're giving up too much in that. And as much as Bobby Wagner's been great as a communicator, I think he's sometimes slow scraping over the top. And then I think the bigger issue is, though, with the run defense, is our D tackles aren't playing worth a damn.
They ran 28 total times on Sunday for 90.
So it was 3.3?
For 91 rushing net yards. So I don't know if it was 3.3. I don't have that right in front of me. The numbers aren't important. Like, watch that game, okay? Now, Cooper Rush wound up with some good numbers overall, right? Like, if you didn't watch the game, you should say, well, Cooper Rush, 24, 32, 247, 2 touchdowns and no interceptions. Like, if you watch that game, there's no way you can walk away from that game going, you know what, the defense played well. Frankie Louvu played well.
They did.
There's no way you could walk away with anyone else.
They need 53
saying
Frankie
that they
Louvus.
Played good enough.
They need 53 Frankie Louvus.
Exactly. All right, let's get to AP here before we have to take a timeout. What up, AP? How are you?
Finally, Chris Russell.
Yes, sir.
Lanelle Willingham.
La 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 la.
Wow.
Acknowledge me.
One's in the air.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Happy Thanksgiving, pal.
Good afternoon.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. But what I want to touch on is, and I'm not going off topic here, Brian Robinson, I love him, and I'm probably in the minority on this, and if I get gonged, I understand. Brian Robinson, he's just not doing it for me. He's not moving the needle for me anymore. And maybe he's not fitting the scheme of the offense, because you look at where Cliff Kingsbury came from in Arizona. He had Connor.
Right.
Connor could also catch the ball out the backfield.
Yes.
And yes, maybe we've seen flashes of that with Robinson, but he's just not moving it for me no more. And he's too physical of a runner to survive in this league. Because even though he's dishing out the damage, it seems like he's receiving more of the damage he's dishing out.
But that's just the problem. And that's the number one problem. Before we get to him as a receiver, because I do think he's a better receiver than people give him credit for, and we've seen that at times, including last year, oh, by the way, like, it's what whether it's him taking on the physicality because penetration is getting through and then he's got to drag people and bounce off people, or whether it's just bad luck, I don't know. But Brian Robinson's health has been the number one predominant theme that I can say that has caused this offense to be inefficient over the last, I don't know, couple of weeks, whatever it is, however many games we want to go to. He's missed three games, number one. But he's also had to come out in the Carolina game, and he also had to come out in the Dallas game. And it's been too much. It's five games where it has been affected, and you work all week long to plan and to say, okay, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this concept, and Anthony Lynn's going to draw up this and that and whatever. And then you lose a guy on the first play of the game, and yeah, you got him back, but he was not right, and he only carried four more times, and then he was gone the entire second half.
Agreed. And then I will say, in the fashion he went out the game, I mean, you can't help a guy hip tackling you and, you know, breaking your back and bending your ankle in ways it's not supposed to bend. So I will give him that. But as far as Jeremy McNichols, I like him. He is explosive, and he's shown me flashes as well. So if we have to go to him, between him and Rodriguez, I really like favor Jeremy McNichols more. I really feel like he has some explosive talent where he can actually break a tackle, and once he gets to the second level, he can outrun some people. That's just from what I've observed in Jeremy McNichols. And then as far as the Cliff Kingsbury slander, I will say it's a combination of just play calling and execution. Drop balls, fumbles, and then, you know, at times, Jaden McDaniels missing. He's just missing people. Like, he's missing. I'm still waiting to see what we got in McCaffrey. Like, I think he has good route running ability and blocking skills, but I'm still waiting on him. And maybe because Daniels ain't finding him. And if I said McDaniels, I apologize. I done started my Thanksgiving drinking a little early. But, yeah.
I was going to call you out on that. All right, let me jump in. Thank you.
I called myself out on that.
Thank you, AP. I appreciate it. I was like, wait, appreciate do I have to AP. Call out? Do I have to call out AP? But yes, it's Jaden Daniels. Now I know at times I've also like had to pause and think and whatever, but it's Jaden Daniels. All right, we got to take a timeout. We'll come back. More calls. Listen, guys, if you're on hold, like, sorry, we got a lot going on here. We can't get to everybody.
I think the real Telly is calling at some point. Oh, okay. Is he on the line?
I mean, we got a lot to say. Telly. We got a lot to say. That's the problem. We probably have too much to say. We got too much energy. But the show is not just about calls, okay? Especially, you know.
It's just wasted a minute complaining, apologizing to the callers. Clock management is.
Because I get the complaints. You don't. On the T980 and the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, so apparently there is a real Telly.
No, not apparently, Chris. There is one Telly in this market that is the real Telly. The other is an imposter. He's so much of the real Telly that his actual X handle is...
Real Telly.
Real Telly.
All right. Let's find out. Real Telly. Hello, Real Telly.
Hello. Linnell! Chris Russell, the great Chris Russell with the Rooster.
What up, baby?
Let me at the imposter. Where is the imposter? Look, I had to change my name to the real Telly because of him. I've been calling in since Andy and Zay.
Whoa.
I don't know where this dude come from. I'm a legend. I'm an OG. Look me up on Twitter at DCDude202.
You got 5,000.
Oh, yeah, I know you.
That's
yeah.
the real Telly.
Yeah.
This is
Telly. I didn't realize there was a battle between the two Telly. I didn't realize
because
that.
If you look at the look at the avatar picture. This is you know.
I know who. Yeah, I know
that's
who
where
that
he gets
is. Okay,
it from.
So I was just confused. Okay. My bad.
Yeah. And I'm riding one day and I hear him come on. I'm like, "Ho, no, I got to call on." So I think I had called in right after him. I think it was B. Mitch and them, and I wanted to let them know I'm the real Telly. I had to distinguish myself. He talks slow. I talk fast. That's how you know.
Yeah, seriously. And he doesn't come on and say, "Hail to the Redskins, Chris Hustle."
Yeah, that ain't me. I'm bringing energy, baby. I'm bringing energy.
He's good for ratings.
Yeah, I like real Telly. All right, baby. All right, give me something real quickly here on Kingsbury. Is he number one to blame?
No, he is not, because you can't blame drop balls on Cliff Kingsbury. You can't blame bot snaps on Cliff Kingsbury. You can't blame a kicker with a groin problem, hamstring problem, that's active on game day on Cliff. So, no, listen, do he need to maybe, you know, dial something up a little different than what he did earlier in the year? Yeah, but can we put what's happening on him right now? No, not in my opinion. I think it's the drop balls and the miscues by Jaden.
Attaboy, real Telly. Good to hear from you.
Telly,
happy Thanksgiving,
my brother.
All right.
Can I say this real quick? I know
yeah,
we got
real quick, because we got to go to break.
The other thing, too, about, damn it, just lost my train of thought. Oh, you put too much pressure on me. Cut a break. What was I going
to? That's really weird.
This is your new theme song on the team.
And Chris Russell's in here doing the Trump.
I'm not doing the Trump.
You were doing the Trump.
I am not doing the Trump on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.